the Coasters and Saturday Night at the Movies. Mary Cox can't be far behind. How are you, Mary?
Oh, I'm fine today.
Well, let's do cinema chatter. Since you're here and I'm here and we're both here, that makes it kind of appropriate to do that.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it's very appropriate.
So what do you have on your mind today?
Well, I had to go back to Netflix, and it's called The Blue Miracle. It's Dennis Quaid, and it's based on a true story. But just like the title says, you know what, it's coming. And I've always liked Dennis Quaid, but boy, is he not aging well at all. You know, he was sexy when he was in The Parent Trap. And
I'll trust
you
on that.
This film, he is anything but sexy. He is a grumpy, old, unshaved curmudgeon who is not very likable, truthfully. But after suffering through a devastating hurricane, a cash-strapped Casa Hogar orphanage in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, is about to go broke. The owner of the orphanage, Omar, played by Jimmy Gonzalez, and his kids are forced to partner with the washed-up boat captain, Dennis Quaid, for a chance to win the Bisbee's Black and Blue Fishing Tournament. The prize will save the orphanage and the boys from having to go back on the streets, which they're all afraid to do.
Sounds like a rehash of the Blues Brothers.
You know what? It is. It's just, I mean, we've seen this movie a dozen times in a dozen different ways. I mean, even from the title, you know what's going to happen before you even watch it. But it is based on a true story, and they wouldn't have made the movie if it wasn't a miracle that they won the biggest fish. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Little alert there. But you know, the writers, Chris Dowling and Julio Quintana, should have come up with a better title to keep you in suspense for at least a minute or two. It's based on a very contrived true story and lacks tension and uncertainty. Julio Quintana also directed the film. Dennis Quaid is an excellent actor, but he is too old for this part. The captain supposedly has a young teenage son who he gives up to pursue a career as a fisherman. Well, Dennis Quaid's too old to give up his kid for a career. You know, men that age, if they have children, they're into their children, you know, because they've had a career. So it doesn't make sense, except I think the producers wanted a big-name star to draw more viewers. That's all I can think of. But Bruce McGill plays Wayne Bisbee, the sponsor of the fishing tournament. And Bruce is a face everyone will recognize, even if you don't recognize his name. He's been around forever. He plays the good guys, he plays the bad guys, but you'll remember him from Rizzoli and Isles because he was on the whole entire time as one of the detectives. Raymond Cruz, who plays Hector, is also another old-timer whose face you'll recognize even if you don't recognize his name. His character should have been developed more. He's a great actor, and he was kind of presented as a villain, and then he disappears. So there really isn't a villain in this movie, and I think that would have created a whole lot more tension if they had put a villain in.
Well, yeah, for every good guy, you have to have a villain to build the tension.
Yeah, and they didn't really do that in this movie. The boys are cute. They're teenage boys, and the writers should have given them a bigger role. I mean, they're just there, you know. Nothing really goes with them. I mean, this is a film the whole family can watch since it's void of violence or foul language and sex. And the cinematography is beautiful. There's a lot of blue in every scene. The seascopes are gorgeous. But it's a nice, sweet, ho-hum kind of film. And it'll make a fisherman happy. If you like to fish, you might like this movie. I give it 2 stars for the cinematography and the old-timers.
For the cinematography and the old-timers, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid and Raymond Cruz and Bruce McGill.
Well, with that, we have to wrap it up for today. What's our plan for next week?
Well, I keep hoping we're going to open up the theaters again, that I can go in and do some insider film critic kind of reviews.
All
this
right.
This one is on Netflix. Did I say that?
You did.
Okay, good.
Well, that'll do it for Cinema Chatter for this week. Mary, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds great. Have a good time. See you in the movies.